because Moshe knew now it's over. I don't have to be nice to him. And he turned around and back. So what I wanted to add to that is one thing. If you take a look in Parshas Va'era, it says twice, Va'ifen Paro Va'yavo El Beiso, Va'ifen Paro V'lo Shosli Bo Gam Lazos. It has two times Paro turned his back on Moshe, and now at the beginning of Parshas Bo, it says Va'ifen Moshe Va'yetzei Me'im Paro. It's like he turned the tables on Paro. It's like, you turned your back on me, and now I'm turning my back on you, and I'm leaving. But the interesting thing, if you just give me 5 minutes over here, because I'll tell you this, I did this topic for the 20th time yesterday. There's one very interesting thing here that doesn't get enough play. That doesn't get enough play. That's HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. And it's a couple of paragraphs over here, but I'll read it from inside. And it says, Medrash Pliya B'Shosh Amarach. It's a crazy medrash, basically. He's saying that it's unbelievable. It says, "B'shoah shomer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Hazel Lachem." When God told Klal Yisrael, "Hakadosh Hazel Lachem," Omru Malchei Ashores Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shelaylam, Lama Tzivisa Aladim Arishon Ki Biyom Acholcha Mimenu Most Tumus. Why did you give such, what? So he ate from the Eitz Hadaat. He ate from an apple. So for that, Yechayev Misa. I mean, if you would eat treif today, is do you get Yechayev Misa? All the Mepharshim ask on Purim. If so, they ate from the Tarfis of. No, I'm saying, but if let's say, according to those who say that they drank Yayin, they drank Yayin Netzach at the Suda Sachashverosh, so that they deserve to die for that? The halacha for eating Tarfis or eating. It's not Misa. That's not the punishment for it. You get Malkis, you get, but you don't get Misa for it. So at that point, he mentions that the fact is, they were kaifa b'ika, because God told him, after 70 years, you're going to go back, the Golus is going to be 70 years, and so that they were kaifa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nevuah of 70 years, that's what they deserve to die for. That's what he says in one of his Purim Devatoris. But nevertheless, why on the Marishon, ki b'yom ha'cholchenu mos tomos? So it says, Hei Shiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the answer was to the Malchim, to Malachim, he says, Osid ben Shiyotzei Meyishai Sheyoma Rigzu V'al Techto Imru Buvavchem V'al Mishkavchem V'dom Musela. And that's what he answered them. Why is that answer relevant? I mean, what does that answer mean? What does that pasuk have to do with HaKadosh HaZeh Lochem? So he says like this, Hamaima kulo sasum berosh meirosho viatzofo. It doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever. Why is that? It doesn't seem to be a pertinent answer in any way, shape, or form. He says, "V'ein tzarich ledagdek bekusha yahavanaso." And I'll tell you, "V'ei zeshaychus shebein inyonim nifradim." There's no connection between these two very separate instances. Bein parshas hachodesh lemisus adam arishon. What is hachodesh hazeh lochem have to do with the death of adam arishon? Ulamayim David Melech Olav Hashalom Melech Yisrael. So ledaiti waniya nire shegilu lonu hachazal inyonim amukim in their language. Va'afare sichosi. This must be a printing error. The next word sherotza hakadosh baruch hu lahotzi bnei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim katrega midas hadin midos hadin v'omra. And he said, Haloein mashve ponim badin. All right, everything is the malachim tainit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halalu avodei avodah zarah, halalu avodei avodah zarah. Why are you saving these people? We all know the famous medrash. Everybody is on an equal footing here. The Mitzrayim deserve it, but to get punished like this because they're avodei avodah zarah. But the Jews are in no better shape. They're the same people. Halalu avodei avodah zarah, halalu avodei avodah zarah. V'einam ruim lagula. So tviya chazok ha'isa at she'ein nagar uben nagar yochol leperkeni. There's no way to really explain it well. At shebor hakol yochol, until God came biatzmo veheishiv tshuva nitzchus, and He gave. God explained it. He says, "I'll explain it to you." Hachodesh hazeh lochem bnei Yisrael ovdim avodah zarah. Now things change. Right now I'm telling you, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. What did the Bnei Yisrael do? Avol Yesh Lehem Koach Hischachus. But I'm giving you, you have the power to really stop on a dime and change the way you live your life. Till now you've been over there, Avodah Zarah. And when he told them, Mishchu Kechu Lochem Tzon V'Shachatu HaPosach, they just
like that, snap on the snap of a finger, they took their carbon, they took their sesamim, leveso, and they changed overnight. So they had this koach ischachus v'teichech v'miyad yecholim lof l'zman. It like suspend time. Acharei l'tkufa acheris, and they moved into a whole new space and time. They changed their mindset immediately from Ote Avodah Zarah to all of a sudden to just wash it away, and that was through Hachodesh Hazelochem. Ulihisnar meyavok Avodah Zarah. B'nei Yisrael ovdim l'sek k'masei Eretz Mitzrayim avol ra'una haflev ofela. Ani mitzave eschem mishru k'chu lachem tzon seh v'shachatu haposach. Mishru yideichem inu avodah zarah v'takrivu es haseh l'korban Hashem. As soon as I told you to do it, teichech v'miyad yakru es mosneim v'yakrivu es haseh b'kdusho v'torah ki lo hayu chayim klal b'tkufazu shel avodah zarah. It's like they never worshipped idols. All of a sudden they became maminim. In a split second, it happened. God told Moshe, came and said, "Hachodesh hazeh lochem rosh chodeshim, and mishku kechu lochem tzon." And all of a sudden, they went ahead and did it. And they had that. What gives you that capability to suddenly change everything? Nobody stood and said, "What are we doing?" I don't know. I mean, maybe there should be an argument about it. We'll take it to a vote. Ushar toavol shenasu b'mitzrayim. They just let go of all their bad habits. B'kach hoya. And on that schus that they changed so quickly, that's why they were set free. Kinasu leberia chadosha, they became like brand new human beings. Chadoshim lab korim. Ki ilu meolam lo avdu avodah zarah. It's like they never worshipped idols. It's like they never had any shaykhs to avodah zarah. Suddenly, so amru malachi asharis la kodesh baruch hu. So now they ask la kodesh baruch hu. If a human being has the capability to do that, to change on a dime in one split second, that he could do such a tshuva gemura and become an ish kadosh in a split second, why did you give Adam Arishon a sentence of death? Why? I mean, you know, tell him what he did wrong and he would do tshuva. I mean, he could have done it, or whatever you would say to him, and he has the ability, at least give him a shot. So, v'lama lo nosata lo hu efsharis l'shkadish atzma. I'm going to give you a chance, and we're going to give you a test. He didn't, like, talk to Adam and say, he just all of a sudden said, you know, ki ochalta, you know, because you ate from the Eitz Hadas, now you're in trouble. And that's it. So lischadish atzmo v'lios kamo kodem achet, like, and you'll be returned to like before you did the chet. You'll expunge your soul, and the guilt will be wiped away. V'lamat zivis ala the marishon ki biyom acholcho mimenu mos tamus. Why did he say right away? There's no going back. You ate it, you die. Simple. Why not? Why you gave that choice to Bnei Yisrael who are of the avodah zarah? So heishiv hakadosh baruch hu. Osid ben Yishai, Osa ben Sheyetze me Yishai Sheyitein lochem tshuva nitzchis al tanasta. There is ben Yishai, in other words, David HaMelech, who will emanate from Bnei Yisrael, who will come out from the, you know, Megeze Yishai. Veko darshu chazal liolam yargiz adam yetze tov al yetze hara. A man should, you know, he should watch what he's doing. You know, shenema. What do you say in the pasuk before you go to sleep? Rigzu v'al techto imru b'vavchem v'al mishkavchem v'domu sela. What does that mean? The pasuk means very simple. Be careful. You should be shaking and quaking before you do an avera, because you know you do certain averas and they're going to bring you closer to v'domu sela, means and you're going to die. You're going to take a permanent nap. You're going to go to sleep forever. So the point is, so everybody who does tshuva, because it's Yaskilo Yom HaMisa, you're afraid of dying. The problem comes in, Adam Arishon had no such fears. He couldn't have such fear, because God told him he was going to live, basically, before the gzeira of Kibiyom HaChochom Imenu Most Hamus. There was no Misa to hold over his head. So he could not do a tshuva gemura. He didn't have the capability, as much as he would do tshuva and be sorry for what he did. What are we all afraid of? That we're going to die, we'll lose, we'll get chorus, we'll get Misa B'day Shemayim, or God is going to make us, we'll die in a plane crash, or whatever it is that we're afraid of. We're afraid of death. Adam Rishon didn't have the capabilities of fear of death, because there was no death yet. So if God would give him another chance, it could not be a tshuva. As much as he would feel bad about what he did, he didn't have the capability of doing tshuva properly, because that's what generates that feeling of doing tshuva, is fear of death. Muta v'imlav. So yaskilo yoma miso shenema domusela. V'hatachbula hachazoka v'amenusa levatel es hayetzahora hi lahatskir es yoma miso. Es hayom sheyoshuv la'ofar. You remember the day that you're going to turn into dust. V'chol tavosov yiyu l'me'uma. And everything that you want, all your desires, everything that you want, are going to turn to dust. They become nothing, because when you die, it's over. V'yitein din v'cheshman al kol masav. And now you're sitting in judgment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yoyloi me'misa me'osa klima. V'yoyloi me'osa busha. V'yizkara tavoso. You change, you know, you say, you shake and quake, and you say, I better not do it. V'lo yavor or its own kono. V'to biod ze hamoves. Basically, I explained it, what he says for the rest of it. And then, of course, he finishes off, and he says, the last line over here, he says, V'yachakach motzosi b'sefer yismak moshe shaholach b'derech ze v'hamei v'nyoven. So, you know, he says that he saw this from the Satmar Rebbe later on in his life. He saw this. But basically, it's the thought process. Adam Rishon, you couldn't generate that kind of tshuva that would make him really be afraid to do something wrong again, because he had. So God had to say, we have to start, because the only thing that generates fear is Yom HaMisa. And of course, what he gets into at the end, and he says, the connection more so is, because where did David HaMelech get his 70 years from? He got it from Adam Rishon. So David HaMelech was there to be Mesakin, the chet of Adam Rishon, because Adam gave David his 70 years. So when David HaMelech said, Rigzu v'altechto imru b'vavchem, that was because he understood the nature that he got his 70 years from Adam Rishon, and Adam Rishon had to die because he couldn't do a tshuva gemura. So David HaMelech, understanding that fact, that was on his mind when he wrote the pasuk Rigzu v'altechto imru b'vavchem, because he understood that that's what kept you on the straight and narrow, is the fear of Yom HaDin, the fear of Yom HaMisa. Right, that's what he's saying. No, that's it. So the connection between David, and so that it was the underlying connection that he didn't get into. And so that's what this is. So it's very interesting. He also says, very interesting, just a quick gematria over there, because he says in Parshas, was when it says, Lo kachas lo goy mi kerev goy. Goy mi kerev goy is 380, and Mitzrayim is 380. And so goy mi kerev goy means Mitzrayim. But he says, HaChodesh hazeh lochem, if you spell it, this one. In other words, he says it twice in the Sefer, once in the Pasuk where it says, Goy mi kerev goy. And here he brings it down. He goes, if you spell HaChodesh hazeh lochem, Molei Chodesh with the Vav, which unfortunately it's not like that in the Chumash, it's a Chosek. But he said, if you spell it Molei, it's also 380. So HaChodesh hazeh lochem gives you his Chachos, to live, you know, the Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, you have the Koach Hischachus, because it takes you out of Mitzrayim, it's able to take you Goy Mi Kerev Goy, it rests you out of the mindset of Mitzrayim, which is 380, Goy Mi Kerev Goy. And, okay, we'll stop here. We'll say more, there's so much, obviously, it is hours and hours on the Parsha. No, I'm not.
Tom have a chance to do tshuva, but because what he said...
But with this type of tshuva, the problem is the type of tshuva. There's levels of tshuva. I feel bad when I do something wrong. I remember when I was a little kid and I turned on the light and my father, on Shabbos, by accident, I hit the switch, and my father said to me, okay, you made a mistake and you did it. And then it happened like a few months later, it happened again. I was 5 or 6 years old. And he says, I told you last time to be careful, and I understand you didn't do it on purpose, but you know what your problem is? If you took it seriously enough, you never would have done it. I was six. But if you did it, if you would have taken it more seriously and thought about it, it wouldn't happen the second time. Obviously, you weren't as careful, so it happened again. So you have to do it. So the thing is, I felt terrible. I felt bad. But was I shaking and quaking? Did I think about it on that level? No. It's like one of my nephews once said to me, "Don't hit me, Abba, I'm only four." But, you know, when he did something wrong, he said it. I'm only four. But the fact is, he understood. That's like what Rav Moshe says. When do you start treating a child like an adult in terms of certain things? Is when he understands what he's doing is wrong, how he knows already, he understands the concept of waiting 6 hours after Fleishik's, then he's got to wait 6 hours. You know, baby is a year old, so he's going to have his bottle after maybe he fed a little Gerber's or whatever, brand has kashrus on it, that he ate a little bit of meatloaf, the ground up please, so he had a bottle 2 hours later. So a little baby does. But once he reaches an age where he understands all these things, then he's got to wait 6 hours. Of course, now, so what does it mean? That he doesn't have to do it, you know.
Do you ever run into Rabbi Harry
Feldman? He's in Manhattan.
Yeah,
I know. He's in Manhattan, and I don't know him personally. Yeah. I've heard whatever. I really don't know enough to say anything about him.